This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
The retail brands have had decades to get this right, and we are no longer going to accept these voluntary agreements which are not properly enforceable, where there is no transparency, where all we get is vague promises that, yes, things will improve.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Philip Jennings is the General Secretary of UNI, the global union which represents retail workers around the world, as well as other workers in the service sector. He and other labor leaders, including Jyrki Reina, the General Secretary of Industrial, have negotiated a legally binding agreement with more than 40 global retailers. The agreement is aimed at improving fire and safety conditions in Bangladesh's garment industry. Industrial is the global union which represents garment workers and their union at the world level. The agreement is now coming into effect. Mr. Jennings of UNI was asked about the agreement.
We've put together an agreement, UNI Global Union, with the another global union, Industrial. This is a partnership of manufacturing and services and the commerce sector, an accord on fire and factory safety in Bangladesh. This is an agreement with a difference. It's a legally binding, enforceable agreement. We have more than 40 of the major retail global brands signed up to a legally binding agreement. This matters, this is different, and this is going to have an impact. And I say to all consumers, even in the midst of a recession, even at a time of squeeze, are you prepared to pay a penny or cent more to have the assurance that the products you're buying are not built on the exploitation of children and of mothers working in factory conditions? We've had enough, they've had enough, and that's why this agreement is in place to change and make a new reality in Bangladesh and other countries.
While 40 major retailers such as Benetton, Carrefour, H&M and Tesco have signed the agreement, some major multinational retailers have refused.
The most notable absence is in the United States of America. We do have Abercrombie & Fitch, we have Calvin Klein, we have Tommy Hilfiger, and we have many other big global names, but principally from the European Union countries, which is a very good thing. But the world's largest supermarket chain is Walmart. They employ 2 million people. They are the supply chain experts. They know how to squeeze every grain out of the supply chain to reduce costs. They've refused. They've said they're going to do their own thing. They're going to be their own judge and jury. They are the new flag of convenience to themselves in this process. And Gap likes to present itself as trendy, contemporary, responsible. I don't know what's going on in Gap, but they've also refused to sign. They were holding out for a side agreement just for them, and we've simply refused. We're talking about life and death here. The common sense is about doing what we can together, private and union, with government, to improve the quality of life of the Bangladeshis. That's common sense, but it's also the common good.
Bangladesh is, of course, not the only country where garment workers toil in unsafe conditions for poverty-level wages. Mr. Jennings was asked if the accord recently adopted by companies operating in Bangladesh will be extended to other countries.
One of the issues that we're going to have to discuss is how do we make this a broader-based agreement? But given the factory collapse, given the fact that more than 2,000 lives have been lost in Bangladesh, given that in Bangladesh this is a sector employing 4 million people in 4,000 factories, that was the critical issue. But help is coming, and help is on the way for all of those other countries. I think it's inevitable that we broaden the discussion.